Namaste and good morning. Welcome, my dear friends, to my podcast, Naya Yoga, Ayurveda and Yoga. My name is Natalie. We are currently having the 109th episode and we're still talking about the transitioning from winter to spring in a wholesome Ayurvedic way. So today we want to talk about stress, especially to reduce the stress, which means that we should identify the sources of stress in our life and we should find healthy ways to manage them. Whether it's through journaling, spending time in nature, or engaging in hobbies that you enjoy, reducing stress is essential for supporting both body and mind detoxification concerning transitioning from winter to spring. So, the Ayurvedic perspective on this. Try to cultivate journaling. So try to dedicate time each day to write down your thoughts. And by doing this, you will increase self-awareness and cultivate a sense of inner peace. You can focus on observing thoughts without judgment and relate them to your present moment. Or you can reflect on and write down things you're, for example, grateful for each day. Cultivating a mindset of appreciation and focusing on the positive aspects of your life. And concerning this topic, it can also be beneficial to repeat affirmations or mantras that resonate with you, such as, I am centered, I just trust in the flow of life, or I am capable of handling challenges. And you can, by doing this, shift your negative thought patterns and promote emotional well-being. Also incorporate guided, maybe imagery or visualization exercises to create mental images of serene landscapes or positive outcomes, fostering feelings of tranquility and optimism. And then try to dedicate time to activities that bring you joy and allow your self-expression, such as maybe painting or gardening or playing a musical instrument to promote relaxation and reduce stress. And last but not least, set boundaries and prioritize self-care. By establishing boundaries, you will learn to say no to commitments or activities that drain your energy or contribute to stress. Prioritizing your well-being and create space for self-care. Remember, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Whether it's taking a relaxing bath, indulging in a hobby, or simply spending time in quiet contemplation. By prioritizing your own needs, you can better manage stress and cultivate emotional resilience, which is very important this season. And most important, don't feel bad about saying no. No to all and everybody that is an energy vampire. Here are some food for thoughts. Every no has another side that says yes. So if you say no to somebody on the outside, you say yes to yourself on the inside. This also, of course, works the other way around. If you say yes to somebody on the outside, then some part of you says no to you on your inside. Think of it maybe that way. So just try to incorporate these Ayurvedic practices into your daily life. You will see that you can reduce stress and promote mental well-being and cultivate a greater sense of peace. Maybe balance your mind. Remember to approach these practices with patience, consistency, and self-compassion, honoring your unique journey towards holistic health and Ayurvedic wellness. So that was it. Outside is getting loud now. It's morning. Children are going to work and, sorry, not work, school. And I wish you a wonderful week and enjoy your life. Please do stay healthy. Love and light. Namaste.